great shepherd. And as the great shepherd, he rejoices over his sheep. Just like to turn to Luke 15 and Luke 15, verse 4. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he's found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 just persons who need no repentance. And my thoughts then went to John chapter 21, in which we see the Lord restoring Peter. And when the Lord restores Peter, we see that, first of all, in the chapter, the disciples had been fishing, and they had caught nothing. But the Lord, he showed them where to catch the fish, and then he brought them ashore, and he said, come and eat breakfast. And when he said that, what did he do? He first looked after their physical needs. Then he was going to pass the torch on to his disciples. But he first had to deal with Peter. And in John 21, verse 15, he says, after they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And then the answer is, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he replies, then feed my sheep. Now, what was the Lord relaying to him there? He was relaying to him, as we had earlier this morning, that there was a love required, a great love for the sheep, in order to carry on the work of a shepherd. The Lord Jesus had already laid down his life for the sheep. He was now passing the torch to those that came behind. And three times, the Lord says to Peter, he says, feed my lambs. He says, tend my sheep. And he says, feed my sheep. But three times he asked them first, do you love me? How much do you love me? And it's this great love that's required. We know that our Lord died for us because he loved us. He gave his life for us. He was the great shepherd that was prepared to make that sacrifice when dealing with those around us. Do we love them? How much do we love them? What are we prepared to give up in order to bring them back? But remember, there is rejoicing in heaven when they are brought back. And it's all for his glory.